So, James, we are here at the Pitch House at the National Science and Media Museum, just about to watch Bradford City on the silver screen. I imagine you're excited.
Yeah, it's certainly a first, Danny. I mean, Bradford City and silver screen, yeah, who'd have thought those two would go together? But listen, it's something a little bit different. It's quite exciting, yeah. We've got the lights, the camera, the action. Everyone's dressed to the nines and looking good, so we're excited, yeah.
Mm, some real enthusiasm. I was just talking to Francis, the director there. Some real enthusiasm from the production staff. I imagine everyone at Bradford City is just enthusiastic and looking forward to seeing this now as well.
Yeah, a little bit apprehensive. You know, it's like a home movie, so you're never 100% happy with the way things sort of turn out in that respect. But I'm sure the true test of it will be what other people think, yourselves and the fans and other people here watching it tonight. And then other football fans, so that's the key. But I don't think anyone will be disappointed. There's something in it for everyone. If you just look at the season that we had, you know, a brilliant rollercoaster ride of a season, just missed out at Wembley, new German owners, losing the manager, Stewart coming in, signing Charlie White. So it's got everything. So it's a good football story, it's a good business story, a good human interest story. Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, and that's one thing as well. We're just talking about the sort of the year as a whole, because it was 1 year on from Ed and Stefan taking over was actually that day at Wembley. And so much happened in between then. It's usually what had happened to a football club maybe in 3 or 4 years, really, all crammed into one season.
Yeah, I don't think they could have expected the rollercoaster ride that they jumped on the day they took over Bradford City. You know, they probably wanted some fallow months to just get settled in and everything to happen, you know, go along as it normally had for the last few months. But yeah, everything changed in an instant. You know, the manager changing, as we mentioned, that in itself is a big a big thing to happen to a football club, especially an established manager, a new one coming in. So the old guard and Stewart coming back in. You know, James Hansen saying he wanted to leave at Christmas, which he's well and truly within his rights to do as a footballer, but of course he'd been one of our major players for so long, and then having to try and replace him, which we've done ably, and everything that goes along with that, the wins, the losses. You know, at some point we were really going for it, and then we had a bad run, and then eventually it all ended at Wembley sadly with a bit of heartache. But listen, that's football.
You're exactly right there, and you just look at the when I was talking to Francis about it, there is a real culture at Bradford City, a bit of an underdog story there as well for a lot of its history, and it seems like that's something that's going to come across in the film as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, we've always been the underdogs, haven't we, at Bradford City, whether it's been, you know, Leeds United, our rivals, or now Huddersfield Town up in the Premier League. So in that respect, yeah, we've always been the underdogs. We're a big city, but we're a poor city. You know, we're fighters. And in that respect, yeah, that suits us. That's our image. And that's something that we can all assimilate with. And yeah, I'm happy with that.
I remember you started talking a few times about maybe even a sequel at some point, and maybe it'd have that happy ending at the end of it that just didn't come round this last season.
This is it, exactly. You know, all good films like this deserve a happy ending. So I think at the end of the film we should have put to be continued, because, you know, we're fourth in the table at the moment. Stewart's doing really well again with a new side, a completely, you know, changed side from the side that finished at Wembley. So in that respect, to be continued would be lovely to go on and produce a second series and go all the way this time, wouldn't it? That'd be the icing on the cake, I think, for all the fans, for the chairman, and for this project that we're on together.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And of course, obviously, coming off the back of the Plymouth result, but looking at the Wigan game, to be honest with you, Bradford have they've had some good times there over the years. Of course, in the old, the League Cup run. Where there was all that 5,000 fans there, the big scalp there at the time. It's one of those that sort of goes under the radar, that game, doesn't it, from everything that happened in the League Cup days, but hoping for a good result down there at the weekend.
Yeah, it was the start of that wonderful run, wasn't it? I remember, you know, the 5,000 fans being there behind the goals, sucking the ball into it. Start of the penalty, the penalty shootout run as well, where we couldn't lose on penalties. But you're right, you know, Plymouth was a bitter pill to swallow, because they came and I thought they played brilliantly. You know, they defended well, they took their one chance well and did particularly well. And on any other day, we would have won it 4 or 5-1. But equally, I think playing against Wigan and the likes of Scunthorpe and Shrewsbury, they've got to play in the next few weeks. These are sides that are going to come and attack, which will open the game up for us, which will probably suit us. We've seen that at MK Dons and various other games. You know, when teams want to play an attack, you know, we've got players that can rival anyone in the division. It just happened that an obdurate Plymouth side just proved too much for us, but we hit the bar 2 or 3 times, missed a penalty, so we've got to dust ourselves down and go for the 3 points against Wigan. But that's what Edin and Stewart and Greg and myself and Stefan have said all along. We'd rather get a couple of wins and maybe a couple of defeats than, you know, 2 or 3 draws. So that seems to be the way the season's going. Yeah, we've lost that impenetrable home record, But we're getting 3 points more often than we did last year, but we just need to keep doing that now on a regular basis.
That's very, very true. And just finally as well, James, looking at it, when you see the sort of culture at the club and how it's all worked together, because of course German owners at an English club, it's not seen too often in English football, but I'm looking forward to seeing how you all work together, you, James, Greg, Stuart, and I imagine that's something Bradford City fans are looking forward to see. How's it been working in that over the last sort of year or so?
Yeah, it's been a real culture change for all of us, because yes, we're a football club, we're a business, but as you mentioned, German owners coming into an English business, they bring both their business principles, but also their footballing principles. And who can argue with the German football model over the last 10, 15, 20 years? They've won the World Cup, they've won the European Championships, they've won the Champions League. So in that respect, they know something about football, don't they? And you've got to respect that. But equally, Stefan and Ed, in their own right, are businessmen of some serious clout. So they've come in here to be successful. They've not come here to make up the numbers. And they've changed things that they thought needed changing. That means we've lost some members of staff. That means some members of staff have stayed here. Again, that's a business case study that you'll see in the film tonight, and they're going to do it their way. They're here to be successful. They're here to be deliberate. They know exactly what they want. They're very focused individuals. And you know what? They'll probably achieve it.
Oh, well, James, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. I know you're very, very busy and looking forward to the film. It should be an absolute cracker.
Enjoy it. Top man. Cheers, pal. Bye-bye.